When should you tell the person that you're seeing slash talking to slash dating and tell them that you are, that you went on a date with somebody else? Like, when is it a good time? Should you not? Is there certain like parts of the relationship, like the seriousness level, like what matters? Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni and I'm here with episode 90. Cannot believe I've been doing this for 90 episodes. Like, that's almost 100. I can't believe you guys still listen. I know it's not a lot of you. I can see the views, but some of you are still out there listening and engaging with Flings and Things, and I want to thank you for that. I am a talker. I'm a yapper, as now social media is calling it, and I tend to have a lot to say. But recently, I've been more quiet, and not with my boyfriend, because I'm sure he is laughing hearing this right now, because I'm a fucking yapper, so I never shut up. Every time I'm quiet, he thinks something's wrong, and most of the time, he's right, which is not very often. But anyways, no, he's right all the time. I mean, right as in, like, usually something's wrong. I want to get into updates today, because a lot has happened. I know I missed last week, so I apologize. I was really sick, and then my parents came into town. I also had my cousin here for a week, and then my friend had court, so I was dealing with that. Like, he stayed over here. So honestly, lots going on. Lots of guests in town. Me and my boyfriend loved having everybody over. Also, just, well, I guess that's another update I can officially say. I said my boyfriend and I love having people over. My boyfriend has moved in. I think some of you who follow me on Instagram have already figured that out, but it's official, like actually official. Like, he no longer has an apartment downtown, which I'm so happy and sad. I'm only sad because it was like nice to like go to. Also, like, if we need to park somewhere, to like Uber. But honestly, we don't even go out that much anyways, like since we've met. Like, I mean, he didn't really go out before either, but whatever. Point is, here is, I'm more happy that he has moved out. I don't know if he is. He seems very happy. We always joke about it. I'm like, oh, you're off the streets and into the suburbs now. But because we're literally in the suburbs. So I'm just so super happy about it. Honestly, I don't even know what else to say. It's been great. Obviously, those of you who know, like, moving in with a significant other is like a big deal. It's a huge life change. I've done it once before, and it was pretty difficult. Also, it's more difficult when you're not in love with the person. I will say that. You also have to enjoy their company, because it can get to the point where like their breathing around you literally gives you the ick or irritates the fuck out of you. And I had that experience with my last partner that I lived with. I've only lived with one person before this. But my current boyfriend, everything's been great. Somebody asked me, what is like the hardest adjustment that's happened like since he's moved in that's getting on your nerves? Which I've already kind of told him this. But I'm honestly gonna say the dishes. I think that's the number one thing. He doesn't like to wash the dishes like in the moment. And like, he'll do them. Like, it's not that he won't do them. It's just that he'll let them sit for a couple hours. And like, I'm a person that likes to just do it right away. So what ends up happening is I end up doing the dishes. I think that's mainly the other thing. He doesn't leave the toilet seat up. Thank God. I'm really happy about that one. And then the only other thing I would say is that he likes to leave his socks by the bed instead of putting them in the laundry hamper. But it is what it is. The laundry hamper is pretty far away from our room, so I can understand that. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it, but everything else has been great. I love having a man around the house. Obviously, he's been around the house for the last couple months, but now he's like officially here 24/7. I mean, he's technically been already living here over a month, like maybe 2 months at this point, but he still had the apartment, so it's just different, you know. Now he's fully here, now he can't fucking leave. I'm just kidding. Yeah, he can, but I know what he's doing 24/7. So anyways, what else has happened in my life? So my parents came this weekend. That was great. It's really great having like my boyfriend go out like with my parents and me, like a double date. Like, I'm at that age now where it just feels different. Like, it feels right. Like, it feels like this is it. I can't believe I'm saying that like right now on camera, but like, that's just what it is. And I'm not going to go into that much more. If you're close to me in my life, you know how I feel about him. But yeah, so sorry. I was sick. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now, guys. I don't really have any other updates. I'm slowly transitioning from fall decorations to Christmas. We put the Christmas lights. Actually, my dad and my boyfriend put the Christmas lights up this past weekend. My mom and I did the inside of the house. Got a lot to go. I still need to go to Ross, Hobby Lobby, probably Target. I'm avoiding Target because Target has so many cute things and it's just a little bit over budget. At least Hobby Lobby has discounts and Ross is pretty cheap. So gonna make my rounds this week. And yeah, the job hunt is happening still. Been interviewing like every single week. So hopefully something lands at my lap. I feel like I'm not going to end up starting till like the new year, but we'll see. Because I just feel like no one's going to like hire during Christmas time. And most of my like final interviews are being scheduled towards like December. So, and we're not even at Thanksgiving yet. So that is kind of the situation with that. But Thanksgiving is going to be here in Phoenix. So my family, like my Nana, my Tata, my siblings, and my parents are coming with my boyfriend. We're also going to his family, which will be nice. So I can like drive back and forth the same day. And then my bestie Tiffany is going to be with us for Thanksgiving this year, which I'm super happy about. So yeah, I think those are all the updates I really want to get into. I will say I have a new obsession, and my boyfriend can attest to this. I am obsessed with Facebook Marketplace. This is the most I've been on Facebook literally since like 2010. But I'm addicted to looking for things to buy that are like really good deals. And then also like I've been selling stuff. I'm about to send, post like a bunch of pictures tonight of all the things that I got rid of when we were doing the office this weekend. So I need to post pictures and sell that stuff. I already made 2 sales and not that much money, but I was just so happy because I'm like, I was going to throw this shit in the trash. So I'm glad that I got something for it. And then we also got new furniture on Facebook Marketplace, which is great. I'm excited for that little project of ours. We're going to be like sanding it down and like trying to like make it all cool. So we'll see. Hopefully it turns out nice. I told my boyfriend, we're going to start flipping fucking furniture if you do a good job and it's really not that difficult, which I'm sure it's very timely. But if we can make a couple $100 off of it, why not? It's like a second job. So I just want to go into the topic of something really small and light. We've definitely discuss situationships and dating. That's what this podcast is all about. But what we haven't gone into is like, when should you tell the person that you're seeing slash talking to slash dating and tell them that you went on a date with somebody else? Like, when is it a good time? Should you not? Is there certain like parts of the relationship, like the seriousness level, like what matters? And I would honestly say that if you are consistently dating somebody where it's like you're seeing them often, there's a lots of physical affection, holding hands, like they tell you they like you, they tell you that they miss you, and it feels like it's getting towards a serious committed relationship, I think you should tell that person that you went on a date. Other than that, if it's you've been on like 5 dates with this guy and you're getting to know him or whatever, and then you go on another date, I don't think you owe it to him. What I do think people need to be more cautious, or I guess cognizant of, is like when you're sleeping around. That's different. Like, I don't want to like put that into play. This is just dating and going on a date with somebody else. It's not like, oh, you're sleeping with 2 people, because a lot of people are going to argue like, fuck yeah, you should tell the other person. And I know I've been there where it's like, tell me if you're sleeping with somebody else. I deserve to know, because we need to be careful, make sure condoms are being used, blah, 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 blah. So no, I'm not talking about sex. We're talking about you're dating somebody, which you might be sleeping with, and you go on a date with somebody else. Maybe you met them at work and they just happened to ask you on a date because they thought you were cute. I don't know. Or you guys have had like this little unresolved tension, like flirting over like a period of time, and now this person wants to take you out to dinner. Or maybe, I don't know, you got approached somewhere, you went to a concert, you met somebody at a good time, and he's like, hey, let's go get some drinks like next week. Whatever. You didn't go out looking for it necessarily either. It came to you, but also like you're single, right? You're allowed to go on other dates. So when do you tell that person? Well, like I said, I think if you're like dating somebody pretty exclusively, where like it seems like you guys spend most of each other's time like with each other. I don't know if I said that right. You spend most of your time with each other. Then at that point, yeah, you probably should tell the person. But I would argue that if this person is barely talking to you, it's inconsistent, it's more of like friends with benefits, fuck buddy type of thing. And like, yeah, you guys hang out. You don't really go to dinner or anything. It's more like he comes over, you go over there. Maybe you go grab some fast food, bring it back to the house. Like, it's not very public. You don't talk every day. He or she leaves you on red all the time. It just doesn't feel safe. Then I don't think you owe it to that person to tell them. And people might argue like that's kind of fucked up or like you're lying or blah, blah, blah. I don't think so, honestly. I don't really think people owe that to somebody else. And now if they ask you to your face point blank, hey, have you gone on any dates with anybody and you lied, that's a different situation. And at that point, I would say tell them the truth. And then at that point, maybe you guys will now establish boundaries or kind of go into like, where is this going? Like, what are you guys doing? Are you guys dating to be in a relationship, which maybe that conversation should have been had sooner? Or are you guys dating to just date and have company? Like, what is the overall goal of you guys meeting together and spending time with each other? So I think that's really important. And I think that's another reason why you should discuss these things with people ahead of, like, in the beginning. Now, also people would argue, like, well, when you go on a date with somebody, why are you going to bring that up? People, especially men, get scared with that whole exclusivity conversation and, like, getting into that. So I could agree, like, yeah, like, maybe don't bring it up right away. But I think if you've been talking for at least 90 days, I would argue that that conversation should have happened already. Like, I don't understand why you would wait so long unless you guys both already, like, knew that it was just going to be a hookup thing. But I think when feelings are involved, that conversation needs to come up soon. Don't waste your time 5, 6, 8, 9, a year, you know, 9 months later, a year later. Like, that's where people get really hurt. And I think especially if somebody has the expectation that you guys are just seeing each other and nobody else, if they find out that you're dating somebody else, they're going to get upset. But like I said, that conversation, you only owe it to somebody that you're being intimate and getting to know. Like, you're treating them like as if they're important to you. You respect them. They're your friend. If you guys are just fucking around, I don't think you owe it to them. And I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. And I would love to hear someone else's argument. So if you do have one, please write in. Because honestly, I've definitely gone other dates with other people in the past when I was dating somebody and I did not tell them. And most of the guys never even asked me now that I think about it. I know with my current boyfriend, I brought it up and I was like, I brought it up in July. So we had been talking since the end of April and we had met for the first time in the middle of May. So like 2 months in, but at that point we were spending so much time together and we were texting 24/7 all day, all night till go to bed. Like, I never felt like he was seeing somebody else. Were there things that I was like, I don't know, like just like you do with anybody that you're not official with? Yeah, but he never made me feel like I think there's somebody else, because I'm pretty good at reading that. But like, he was giving all his attention to me, and also he was taking me out on dates and it seemed like he liked me, and eventually he told me. So when it got to that point, I started feeling like a lot of feelings. I asked him and I was like, hey, like, have you gone on any other dates? And he said no, and I obviously trusted him, and I had not gone on any dates either. I went on a date, which I had told him, like, when we first talked, like, we hadn't even met yet, but I don't even know how it came up, but I don't even think he asked me, but I think I told him because it came up because the person contacted me, and then I told him, but I didn't owe it to him, I feel like, to tell him at that time, because we literally hadn't even met. We were just talking. So like I said, all that stuff comes into play when deciding that. If you're a person that just likes to be honest and transparent, then go for it. I think it's not a bad thing. But if they get upset, that's where I'm like, do they have the emotional maturity to date? Because I think that's another thing that comes into play. You have to be emotionally mature to date. And when I say date, especially casually date, a lot of people when we're younger, you kind of talk to somebody, you make out, you sleep with them, and then all of a sudden you're in a relationship. And I'm saying, like, this is more like high school, like maybe you're like very early 20s. And a lot of the time relationships would happen that way. But as you get older, like, you have priorities, you might live on your own, you have a career, you're going to school, whatever. You're making time out of your day for somebody and you're maybe meeting with them once or twice a week, if that. So that's where it's like, it becomes easier to just avoid those conversations of what are we doing. So I think that's why it's important that if you are somebody that can't handle the fact that somebody else might be dating another person, you might not be ready to date. Because realistically, for you to expect that you're going to date somebody and they're only going to date you and they're not going to talk to anybody else the entire time, it doesn't make sense. Now, do we wish that would happen? And are there people who are very quote unquote loyal during the whole dating process? Yes, they only date one person at a time. But not everyone's like that. And technically, until there's an official title, they can do whatever they want, which is why when you're ready to commit to somebody and you have feelings for them, that's where that conversation needs to be had. And that's why people should become official. And I'm not one to be like, oh my God, labels, labels. But like I am, because now that I'm older, it's like there's reasons why there are labels. If we are not boyfriend and girlfriend, then that means that you can date other people. I used to believe in this whole like exclusively dating but not committing thing. That's fucking bullshit in my opinion. If you are going to commit and not sleep with somebody else and not date somebody else, why are you not in a relationship? And I used to argue that relationship means you're fully committing all time. They're a priority. They're meeting your family. And that's that next step. And I agree with that to a certain extent. And what I mean by that is, okay, if you're going to exclusively date for like a month or two and you know that the goal is the relationship because you like the person, okay, fine. But what is the harm in also committing right away and giving your full attention and full time to somebody you care about? It actually might do the relationship more justice than harm. So I don't know. Food for thought. That's all I really want to get into today. But we're definitely going to get into an advice segment today because I've had some people write in. So let's get to it. Hi, Moni. I have a question. I don't know what to do. I've been seeing this guy for about 4 months and I think I'm pregnant. I really want to tell him, but part of me doesn't want to tell him until I'm 100% sure. What do you think? Also, the toxic part of me just wants to scare him and see how he reacts. Because if he reacts bad, then I know if I am, then I'm just going to get the abortion and not tell him. Please help. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. Old me would say, tell him and see how he reacts. That way you can just get the abortion. Because we know, you know, toxic tendencies would be, oh, I think I'm pregnant, or when they're trying to leave you, say all that stuff, because that's what a lot of girls do, unfortunately. Not that I've experienced, but I definitely have heard stories. So new me would say, don't do that. New me would actually say, wait, find out if you're actually pregnant first. And you're going to have that mature adult conversation with him because you've only been dating for 4 months. Now, after 4 months, I felt like I loved my boyfriend so much and I wanted to marry him, which I know sounds fucking nuts. And people are probably like, what the fuck, Moni? You're fucking nuts. I am nuts. I don't give a fuck. I know when I know. And yeah, I know what being in love feels like. And I've already been in love before. And this is the strongest feeling I've ever felt in my life. So yeah. Hopefully that's you. But if it's not, and you guys have been dating 4 months, he's inconsistent, he's a piece of shit, you guys aren't even like official, whatever, whatever, then hear me out. Get the pregnancy test. If it's positive on the stick, go to the fucking doctor, go to a Planned Parenthood, go somewhere where you can get an official test by the doctor. Make sure it's for sure. If it's positive, I think you need to sit him down. Now, part of me wants to say, ask him how he would feel if you guys were to have an accident. But part of me is like, no, let's just be mature and get to the fucking point. I need to talk to you. Something happened. And tell him you're okay with his response and you understand that he might not have a response. And you're okay with that too. But you just don't want to be an adult and handle it maturely and just find out where his thoughts are. If he needs time to decompress, he can deal with that. And then you guys can talk about it the next day. But here's the deal. You missed your period. You went to the doctor. You didn't want to tell him until you were 100% sure because you didn't want to scare him and be one of those girls. Throw that in there. And then tell him that you're pregnant. Tell him your thoughts, that you don't know what to do or that you want to keep it and that you're willing to be by yourself and you don't need him, or you really want to do it with him, but if he doesn't want to, you understand, or whatever the fuck you're feeling. But be mature about it and tell him it's okay for him to react and feel the way he wants to, but that you want to have a mature conversation around this and then go from there. He might freak out. He could walk away. He could be like, oh my God. He could be like, so we're not keeping it, right? He could react or just not even speak. I don't know. I've never been in that situation technically, so I don't really know how a man would react. So you guys are like, technically, it's a long story. We'll go into that another episode. But yeah, so I would do that and then see how he reacts. And then hopefully you guys can come up with a decision together. Obviously, if he doesn't want to be involved, you can do it on your own. But then obviously there are the options of abortion and adoption, even though, you know, recent events may try to change that. There is always going to California. So, and from what I understand, you live in California, so you have that option. But I would definitely see how he reacts. I would also say do not keep a child with the intention that you're going to keep him around. That would be my last piece of advice. I know you didn't ask about that, but that's my true belief. I'm very like passionate about that. Do it for you because you want that child and you know you can raise it alone and plan for that. If he's there, great. If he's not, don't be over here moping and crying and begging him. Like, you knew that was a possibility and you still went through with the pregnancy with the potential for that child to not have a fucking father. So that's all I'm going to say about that. If you need any more advice, let me know. But I'm going to end the episode here. So thank you guys for listening. I know it was a short one. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Flings and Things Official with an N, not and. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Moni.Montenegro. That was episode 90. And hopefully I will see you guys next week. Not hopefully. You guys will see me next week. Don't worry. Bye.